Welcome to Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys hanging out with us today. We've got Ava here.
I'm here.
We got Don here.
I'm here.
And we've got me here. I'm Eric.
We're all here.
Last time I checked. Yeah, we all are here. Lots of fun stuff to talk about today. We're going to be, are you a mosquito magnet?
Kind of.
Check it out. We're going to have a little bit to talk about that. How to prevent mosquito bites. Well, let's try to reduce them, if nothing else. That and more when we return.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Hey, Don, Ava, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I made it safely back from Michigan.
Yeah, enjoyed all the pictures.
Yeah, they were up. It was awesome. I absolutely had a blast. I don't think I've ever seen any Great Lake, and I spent a lot of time on the Great Lakes. I don't think I've seen any Great Lake that calm for that long a time. And in fact, right now, I was just talking to a gentleman. He's actually out on the other side of Lake Michigan, over on the
eastern side.
And he said it's flat calm still.
Wow.
I mean, that's like 5, 6 days, 7 days of flat calm conditions. Friend of mine was on Erie. Same thing. You could drive wherever you wanted to. So early spring, we had the wind literally a lot.
Right.
Right now, it's not. So we really could go anywhere we wanted. But we went out of Port Washington and went a smaller, not a big boat. We did a 22-foot Vexus.
Right.
But we had it rigged out with everything. You've got the downriggers. We had dipsies, two downriggers, two dipsies. And then we ran four. We had three of us in the boats. So we had four outside lines and the lead core. And wow, it was amazing.
So you're running five lines?
No, you can run more than that. I forget how many you run.
I think you can run three per person.
Yeah, whatever. It's a large number, whatever it is.
Sure.
Yeah. So high lines, we were running Dodgers and a fly. So, you know, the plate that's about three. It was a smaller Dodger.
Sure.
Bright orange. And we were running a translucent fly, which is basically tinsel tied onto a treble hook.
Sure.
That's it. About 18 inches back. And
from the Dodger.
From the Dodger, yep. Right. We put a 1 ounce weight on it. So we let about 18 feet out and put a 1 ounce weight on it. Well, first we were using 2 ounce and we weren't getting any fish. So then I did a little research, and as normal, when it gets calm, the warmer water's up top. So I went to a 1 ounce, my walleye brain kicked in, went to a 1 ounce, and then went 35 back and 45 feet back. So if you're not familiar with how this works, you put a 1 ounce snap weight on. It's like a clothespin that has a weight on it, a little sinker. And what that does is it allows that bait to be pulled down to a certain depth. And then based on how far you let that line out behind a board, which is a planer board has a 45 degree angle cut in the front of it. You set it in the water and you pull through the water and it pulls it out to the side of the boat. So you can get more lines and call it a spread, which allows you to have multiple baits, not in the way of everything else. And it allows you to really cover an area, kind of like plowing the road, as the saying goes, with a wide plow. Same concept. You're presenting baits to a large area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went 25 and 35. And as soon as we went to 35, 45. As soon as you went to 35, 45, coho, 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 coho. It was awesome. And I don't know if you ever had coho to eat.
Oh, yeah, they're fabulous.
Absolutely fantastic. And, you know, we were getting anywhere from 18. I got a 28-incher.
Right.
So quite good. Was fantastic. And then, of course, the dipsies, anywhere from 80 to 120 feet out, depending on the day. But We actually normally you get done at about 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning. You're out at dark in the morning, and then you fish through the early morning hours. You do the glow thing, charge your baits that are glow, and then work through the day and quit about 10. We just kept going, and we got some decent fish in that 11 o'clock time frame to 12, which was very surprising. But we did troll quite a ways, and anywhere from 80 to 120 feet. But generally, it was that 100-foot mark we came back in and out of.
So they were that deep.
Well, yeah, and again,
I mean, if you're doing 35, 45, I would guess you're not fishing more than 40 feet down.
No, it's more like 10.
10 feet down?
With the outside boards. 10 feet, right. 1 ounce. Yeah, with the 1 ounce. 35 back was about 10 feet deep. So mm-hmm. the coho were coming up.
Yep.
You had to be deep for the kings. The kings were all the way at that 90, 85, 90 mark. We set those at that point. And then, of course, we had the dipsies that were higher and really working the zone. But what a blast.
Oh, yeah. That's
got about
a
38-inch king, about 26 pounds. That was an hour and a half fight, but massive, just unbelievable fish.
Yeah.
It was super cool.
What weight line were you using that it would take that long?
Well, the big concern was losing it because you couldn't pull it. It just kept stripping line.
Right.
It stripped line out. Let's say we had 80 feet, 70 feet, 80, 90 out. It peeled line to 580. Three runs, it just went and peeled line. 580 feet. He looked at the counter, and he's like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Had plenty of line.
Yeah, that's when you have to start catching up with the boat.
Well, and he got all the other lines. You keep trolling. Oh. You know, you don't stop. So that was, and it was mayhem because we got two coho at the same time while we had the big one on, and let it drag.
Have you ever tried just jigging for them?
Jig for?
Cohos or the...
No.
Lakers?
No, out there, the reason is it's not really a schooled up scenario. It's not relating to any structure.
Right.
So if they were related to structure, then I'd say that would be a good call.
Option.
You'd have a tighter group of fish. But the way this was, they were spread out for miles. And,
Yeah, we actually went out, we were fishing way up in northern Manitoba for the bigger lake trout.
Yep.
Have better luck with the... ounce and a half jigs, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Big tubes on them.
If you're able to have a targeted area where you've got fish that you can focus,
right.
But this is such a big grouping or area and boats spread out all over the place. It was crazy. Tell you what, when he came with that 38-incher into play on Monday, it was the star of the show. It was crazy. Everybody's like, you got a 4-year-old? Because they're only 4 years and then they're done.
Right, right.
They're done. They'll die. But you got a 4-year-old already? That's crazy. You know, normally you don't get them this time of year. It's later in the season. But,
right, right.
But truly an amazing fish. A good time. And, boy, talk about fun. Get out there and try it out of Port Washington. A lot of guides out there. A lot of fun people to work and have a great experience with out of Port Washington. So check it out. Hey, check us out. We'll be right back after these words.